the Ripple Road, there was a young lady that was buried there. Anytime I try to avoid the place, my eyes will be close to the tears. I remember that day we went for the burial and were in the church. And one evangelist was so happy how they spoke to her, they comforted her, and she died without pain. And my question is this. Somebody told you she had cancer and she was on the way to death. And the only thing is you speak the word of comfort for her to die peacefully. I said, I was angry. I think Pastor Sam was there. We were both there. And why not close the grave? Why not say this woman is not time? You see a woman who has two children. One was two, one was four. So two and three. And you are happy and you are so glad that you prayed to die peacefully. I don't want anybody to die. Hallelujah. And so for you this year, despite all you have been through, you are still here. Despite every challenges, you are still here. Some of us, we look at our children when they were sick in the middle of the night, and we are saying, Lord, who will I turn to? But the child is still ill and healthy. Can we just appreciate God this morning? This morning is the last Saturday of this year. Can we just give him glory? Let's give him praise. Let's give him honor. Let's give him glory. There is none like unto him. There is none to compare to him. Let us appreciate this good God this morning. Let's give him praise. Let's give him glory. Let's give him praise. Let's give him glory. Kaproto legede gede koshoye bregede lekoto balika shote yegede. Let's just appreciate him this morning. Appreciate him this morning. Give him praise. Give him glory. 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 Makombra to legede bolo. Lord, we appreciate you. Jehovah, we appreciate you. Jehovah, we honor you. You are the ancient of days. You are the I am that I am. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. Makumbre kekete gede. Lebro to koshole gede gede. Balekete koshole gede gede. Ibaro to keshe gede. Just appreciate him this money. Just give him praise this money. He's your father. He's your Lord. Just worship him. Honor him yourself. Honor him yourself. The last Saturday of the month, the last Saturday of the year, just give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him glory. Makokoto leketegade. Lebroto koshole gede gede gede. Mandaye gede gede. Just appreciate this good God this morning. Appreciate this good God this morning. Marota ye gede gede, Ibrato kosho gede, Lebroto ye de gede, Lord we worship you, Lord we worship you, Makete ye gede gede, Ibro kosho le gede, Ibarato to kosho le gede, Lepoto ye gede gede, Ibarate gede gede, Mandete gede koto ye gede, Baroto ye gada, just honor him, just honor him, just honor him, just honor him, he's a good God. He's a good God. He's a good God. He's a good God. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, I know some of us, what we are hoping for, we have not gotten it. But we can count one or two things that God has done for us. That singer said, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Imagine that. Count your blessing. Name them one by one. I want us to just look back. Because at times we don't know how much God has done for us. The shortest journey is the journey that killed most people in on earth. And that's your bedroom to the bathroom. All over the world, rich men die of it. Pastor, die of it. You see, just to walk from your bedroom to the bathroom, just a little sleep. A sleep in the bath. You see people eat their head. And this is some of us do it 4 or 5 times a day, 10 times a day. And we never look back and say, Father, thank you. In fact, some of you to beautify your house is ceramic tiles. it's ties that if anything hit on it, that's the end. But God preserve you. Let's just thank God for this. You know, I do know how many demonic children come to school. How many demonic children that the parents are using them just as agents. And your children go there, they come back. Hallelujah. There's this sight, there's this fire that God used to surround your children. We talk of peer influence. Some of us went through life, the peer influence did not stop us. And we know so many children that peer influence, in fact, peer influence is affecting adults. Peer influence is tearing marriage apart. I want us to just thank God for your preservation that this year God has preserved your children. He has preserved your life. He has preserved your loved one. Just appreciate him. Give him praise. Give him glory this morning. Give him honor. Give him glory. There is no like unto him. Just appreciate this good God. Appreciate this good God. Appreciate this good God. Appreciate this good God. Makoshere prekoto yegede. Just give him praise, give him glory. 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 Makosharato lekete. Ikoto breketo yanda yagada. Just appreciate him this morning. 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 Ali koshore bregegede. Ibaroto koshelegede. Matatete ketekete. In Jesus' name we pray. I want us to thank God for another way. That through this year, some of us have been to A&E. Some of us have been to hospital. Doctor did not make mistake that cost us life. Or mistake that we had more trouble to the little one you took there. Hallelujah. You know, some of us, we buy drinks. Some of these drinks we buy are adulterated. Some of them, I mean, have you buy Coke and you put it in the cup and you taste it and say, this is not good. Hallelujah. Outside London is better. There's no corner shop. All this corner shop, what they sell, only God knows. You just put it and say, no, this cannot be Coke. Then I say, but you have taken what you need to take. And if you need to do any damage, I want us to thank God. Have you watched on the news? In the eastern part of Nigeria, where they produce their own drink. And those drinks get into Lagos, get into everywhere. And you are testing on the road, oh, give me cold Coke there. And you don't know what you are putting into your system. I want us to thank God. What of food that are coming into the country? All of us who eat African food, do you know what they mix with it? A container of beans was destroyed. Because the snipers they used to preserve it, the quantity was too high. It was coming to UK, they have to destroy the whole container. You know, sniper, that tiny one is enough to kill the whole family. It's what they were using to preserve it. I want us to thank God. Who has preserved you? Because he said, even when you eat deadly things, it will not hurt you. And you don't know what you have eaten this year. But God has been there. And do you know how many things you have eaten in a party? Or party party. Party that is sacrificial party. That the person doing party knows that it's not doing party. It's just doing sacrifice. And you went there, you just said, it's my friend, it's my friend. But your friend have evil intention. I want us to appreciate God. Before we start to pray, let's just thank him. Let's just give him glory. If you have a song, just sing that song to your God. Is your God, just appreciate him. Is your Lord, just appreciate him. There is none like unto him, not to compare to him. Just give him all glory, give him all glory. Lipo koshole gede gede gede. Ibara dede dede de. Ipro koshole gede gede gede. Ibato ye gede 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 gede. Ibreto koshole gede gede. Yes, Lord, mare bele dede 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 gede gede. Ibro koshole gede gede. Lord, we worship him. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. 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 Lord, thank you for my children. Thank you, Lord, for where they have eaten. And Lord, you have preserved them. Even with food poisoning, you still bring them out. Lord, I say, Lord, thank you. Baba, I appreciate you. Baba, I glorify your holy name. Jehovah, Lord, I worship you. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you praise. I give you glory. Yes, Lord, we worship you. Yes, Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we appreciate you. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. How many of you like me believe this year will be end well for you? I know something big is still coming. In this remaining few hours, hallelujah, I know God is still going to do something big for me. In the book of Job chapter 8 verse 7, we are going to use 7 to 9 to pray for about 15, 20 minutes. He said, though your beginning may be small, though that beginning was small, yet the latter end shall greatly increase. You are going to raise your voice and cry to God. You know, this is not really my main prayer, verse 8 and 9 is, but let's look at it. You are going to cry to God. Lord, the remaining days of this year, Lord, greatly increase me. I've known a guy who is a governor now in Nigeria. He remained 2 days for the nomination to close. Somebody just said, you will be a better governor than anybody. 2 days for nomination to close. From one thing led to the other to the other. He said, I can't afford the cost of form. He said, don't worry, I will pay. We need people like you. So somebody who cannot afford form, can he afford the bribe? Can he afford the, what they call it, campaign? No, he cannot. But God picked him from that discussion. 2 days to the end. Somebody, you are going to pray. Lord, I know my beginning this year was so small. Lord, let the greater hand be great for me. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. I want you to cry to God, Lord. Let this year end on a good note for me. On a high note, oh God. Let this year end on a high note for me. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lord, my Father, my beginning has been small. The middle has been small. Lord, I know. I believe you, the end can be great. The remaining few days is enough for you to settle me. The remaining days is enough for you to settle me. Lord, I believe you. Jehovah, I believe you. Cry to God. He said, though your beginning was small, yet that latter hand shall greatly increase. Lord, increase me yourself, Lord. Increase me yourself, Lord. Increase me yourself, Lord. Increase me greatly, Lord. Increase me greatly, Lord. Increase me greatly, Lord. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. Lord, increase me greatly. Increase me greatly. Pray for yourself. Increase me greatly. Increase me greatly. Increase me greatly, Lord. Increase me greatly, Lord. Increase me greatly, Lord. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. Increase me greatly, Baba. Increase me greatly. Thank you, mighty Father. You are going to pray, Lord, one miracle that will take my life to another level. Do it for me before the end of this year. That singular miracle that will alter positively the shape of my life. One miracle that will take me to where all the covered glory will be exposed. Hear me and hear heaven this morning. Somebody's story will still turn around before this Tuesday over. that story will turn around. It will be like play, like play. Something we just orchestrated. And you will know heaven has visited you. To pray this prayer. Lord, within the next few days of this year, do a miracle that will turn my life positively. Let's open our mouth and pray for ourselves. Let's pray for ourselves. Oh God, my Father, libro tokete yegede, within the remaining few days of this year, do that miracle that will turn my life around, oh God. I break osho legedegede, I break osho legede, baroto legedegedegede, baroto nda yegedegedegede, I break tekeshegede, libala koto. Lord, do a miracle that will turn my life around, oh God. That one miracle between now and Tuesday, that will change the course of my journey positively. That will increase me positively. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. If you look at verse 8 of Job 8, it says something. It says, For inquire, I pray thee of the former age. What he's saying is, check what has happened in the past. And prepare themselves to search of their fathers. They say, what is the issues you have been battling with in your family that has engrossed you in? And that is what I want us to pray. I don't know, some of you came from average family, more than average family. Some of us came from family that cannot be categorized. You know, you can't call them poor, because poor people will still refer to them as poor. Pastor Matthew will say they call them poor. Because poor, the poor knows themselves. This one don't belong. But you look at it, and you are making every effort. But you see that, like we said yesterday, in the book of Isaiah 37, verse 3, it said the children have come to the place of birth. He said, there's no strength to bring forth. Why will somebody be pregnant, get to labor ward, and the strength to push is not there? And in the book of the same Isaiah 26, verse 18, he said, we carry child, we know we are pregnant. He said, we know we have labor pain. He said, but instead of bringing children, we bring out wind. When what you pray for is not what you are saying, it's a check. Check the fathers. Somebody, you are going to pray. Lord, I step out of every issues that limit them in my family. Every issues that limit them. Hallelujah. Please, somebody needs to pray this prayer out. How many of you are enjoying the inheritance of your parents? Somebody was, thank you, my sister, I know. Somebody was telling me, say, from my father's inheritance, they gave us 6.3 million. What in Jehovah? I said, oh, yes, it's only 6.3 million. I got 20-something million. I said, oh, excellent. But the Bible says we will give the inheritance to our children, children. So, let's get. Some of us don't have anything. The only thing we have is to pay debt that they owe. Somebody, you need to cry to God. There's something that limits them in my family. Some it may not be money. Some it may just be long age. Some just die 50, 60, and they celebrate them when they enter 60. Hallelujah. And we're going to pray. Everything that limits them in my family. A lady told me, said, oh, I am marrying early. I look at her. Are you all right? She's 44. She's getting married. He said, oh, I'm marrying early. I said, what, are you all right? He said, in our family, 50 is the minimum. He said, I'm the one that broke the record to marry 44. He said, they will marry you. All of them marry, but the minimum has been 50. It's either 56, 54, 52. And so she broke the record for 44. He said, I'm praying that my children will marry earlier than me, like 40. Ah! She doesn't understand what she was saying because she's used to the norm. Somebody, you are going to pray. Today, I pulled myself out of the locked room of my father's house. Out of the lock room of my mother's house. Everything that limits everyone in my father's house, I break myself free from it this morning. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Whatever limits them in my family, every limitation, everything that they experience, every problem they experience, every sickness they experience, I bring myself out. I bring myself out this morning. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. I am not part of their mistakes. I'm not part of their error. Everything that stopped them will not stop me. Anything that stopped my mother will not stop me. Anything that stopped my father will not stop me. Everything that stopped my brothers and sisters, it will not stop me. I am a different being. I am a different being. I am a different creation. Makumbra degedegede. Pray for yourself this morning. Cry to God. Liketu bale gede gede. Cry to God. Cry to God. Cry to God. Everything that limit them in my family. This year, the hand has come to you. This day, the hand has come to you. I will no more be limited. I will no more be limited. Everything that limit them in my family, I pull out of it this morning. I pull out of it this morning. I come out of it this morning. Pray for yourself. Just cry. I refuse to be part of the same history. I refuse to be part of bad history. I refuse to be part of bad history. I refuse to be part of the same circle. The same circle of problem will no more limit me. Pray for yourself this morning. I will not suffer what other people suffer. I will not be limited by what other people are limited with. Just cry to God. I will not suffer that. I am not below average. I am above average. I am above average human being. I will not walk at the level of average people in my family. I am a new being, a new creature. Cry to God this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. In the book of Psalm 34, verse 17, the Bible said the righteous cried and the Lord delivered him out of what? Out of all their troubles. Somebody, you need to cry. Lord, let trouble be over. We were praying yesterday, we used Genesis 1:3. Let the avalanche. The Bible says even what God created, there was issues in Genesis 1:1, 1:2. But when it gets to 1:3, he said, let there be light. And the Bible said there was light. Go back to 34:17 of Psalm 34:17. He said, the righteous man cried And the Lord heard them. How many of us believe that God will hear you this morning? God will hear me. Go show legende, go show bragado. The jaw of somebody will be full here. Heaven is standing at attention to take instruction this morning from somebody. Lord, let the strong man in their family die. Amen. That whale, that fish that is troubling the water of the family, Lord, let that fish die tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that live in the midst of men and take charge of the affairs of men. Arise and silence the enemy of this one tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here, that enemy will not cross over with you. That enemy will not cross over with you. That enemy will not cross over with you. The power that raised Jesus from the dead, the power that called Lazarus out of the dead, is bringing you out of your issue this morning in the name of Jesus. We are going to cry to God, Lord, deliver me from all my trouble. All my known and unknown trouble. I told one man, I said, pray that peer influence will not influence your children. He said, my children are still young. I said, your name is what they call ODE. 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 Your children are still young. I said, what some of us know, if we know it early, we will have prayed ahead. You know, why? When they say somebody is from fourth generation of pastors and they have no issues, they are prayed. The children are running on the express. Where their parents are praying, your father is killing cock. Is it cock? On the shrine. And the shrine is asking for, what will you give me? He said, all my children, I donated them to you. So they are donating some to cock. Why somebody is praying? Hallelujah. That is why some of my road are so strong. One guy bought a car. We was going to pray this prayer. Brand new car. They imported it from U.S. Customized. He said, I'm not going to buy a small car. They imported it. The driver was driving in. The car was doing well, excellently well. The day he said he would drive it, he said, ah, let me enjoy my car. A driver, before he drive from his house to the gate, the engine lock. A customized Lexus. The engine knocked. Because the one who drive it. The engine knocked. Everybody looking at that said, this engine is locked. He bought a second car. Just to use. The day he drive with the engine lock, he said, no, I know it's not car, it's me. It is me there. Any power that is after you today, any power that is after your children, that says, I will see how far you will go. That says, I will see how far they will go. That power died today in the name of Jesus. That power died today in the name of Jesus. Any power that come from your village and come to follow you in London. Any power that says, I will see how you will be established. That power died today in the name of Jesus. That power died today in the name of Jesus. Any power that says, if I cannot pick the mother, I will pick the daughter. If I cannot pick the mother, I'll pick the son. That power died today in the name of Jesus. Please, somebody needs to pray serious prayer today. I got home yesterday. I was explaining one of the scriptures we use to one of my sons. Just for him to know that there are issues in life. My wife the two younger ones were even explaining it to him. He was still trying to turn the scripture around. He was giving me lesser scripture. Hallelujah. Because when you don't know what is pursuing you, you will give excuse. You can write essays. There are people who write essays on their issues. Your essay on your issue is not the solution to your issue. I can explain it. It's not the solution. So you are going to pray. Lord, somebody pray for your children. When I say your children, your unborn children. Even the grandchildren. Pray for the children that will come from them. Look at the Bush family. They are still pushing one forward in politics. Because 5-6 generations have covered the room for them. When Papa Adausa look at Dangote and he said, the old world will stand up for you. Are the world not standing up for him? One statement. Because he did one noble thing. Instead of your father to do one noble thing, he's fighting in town's meeting. He's fighting with the Oloku. He's fighting with the chief priest. Am I talking to God? You are going to cry to God. Any trouble I am facing, any trouble that want to come to me, any trouble that my children will see in future, Lord, deliver them today. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Deliver, oh God, every trouble, every trouble. The Bible said the righteous man cried, and the Lord heard them and delivered them out of all their troubles. Pray for yourself. Lord, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Every troubles of my life. Lord, bring me out of it this morning. Cry to God. Every trouble, non-trouble, the trouble that is ahead, the dated trouble, the post-dated trouble that is ahead of me and my family, Lord, put an end to it today. Put an end to it today. Cry to God. Cry to God. Every issues. Lord, my Father, bring an end to it today. Bring an end to it today. Bring an end to it today. Protokete de dege de gado. Eglekete yagada. La brada koto yege de. Bring an end to it today, Lord. Bring an end to it today, Lord. Bring an end to it today, Lord. Every trouble, every trouble, every trouble, every trouble, every trouble, every trouble, every trouble. Bring me out. Bring me out. Medical issues. Bring me out. Family issues. Bring me out. Financial issues. Bring me out. Issues over children. bring me out. Career issues, bring me out. Examination issues, bring me out. Pray to God. Pray to God. Prophetic issues, bring me out. Ministry issues, bring me out. Accommodation issues, bring me out. Cry to heaven this morning. Cry to heaven this morning. Lord, bring me out of all trouble. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. In Psalm 51 verse 8, it said, let me hear joy and gladness, that the broken bones may rejoice. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which has been broken may rejoice. What are the bones that are broken? Issues that I'm carrying. Abby? Asnasta, Saka, Tia, ligament. That day, it was doing like that. It can't continue. When bone is broken, you know the bone is broken. There's no amount of strength you have. When you have a broken bone, that strength is depleted. You are going to pray. Every broken issue in my life, every broken bone, let them receive the strength of God. Oh, Kosho Bali Dada. God is setting a new record for somebody here. People thought you have failed. They look at you and that particular area, oh, this lady has failed, this lady has failed. Nah, nah, all this Shakara, yeah. God said, I'm setting a new space for you. It will surprise you yourself. When it happens, it will surprise you. Seminary. Amen. Amen. You will sing it. God will give you the reason to sing that song. Somebody will sing it before Tuesday. Amen. Something will just happen. And you will sing it before this Tuesday. We are going to cry to heaven. Every broken bones in my body. Every broken issues that I'm carrying. Every broken challenges in my life. Hear me. They said to somebody, whatever you do, it will not happen. God said, I should tell you, it will happen. Amen. You yourself, you're already doubting whether it will happen. God said, I should tell you this morning, it will happen. Your family will even be, how did it happen? Doctor will say, how did they do it? Those in your career will say, how did he do it? Yeah. We thought chances are against him. We thought chances are against her. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Every broken issues, every broken bone, every broken challenges in my life, oh God of heaven, repair my way today. Make me whole again. Let the bone rejoice again. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Kusholambalo, Ike bolo degede koshogado. Let the bones that is broken rejoice, Lord. Let the bone that has been broken rejoice, Lord. Male degede. In Jesus' name we pray. I had in my hearings, I will translate it. And the one be could that. You will not pray. What is the intention? You will not pray in vain. Somebody is there. You will not pray. God said your prayer will receive immediate attention. Immediate attention. Immediate attention. Give me Jeremiah 10:8. Make it 10:23. Jeremiah 10. Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. Mama Iba Akaijo. Jeremiah 10:23. He said, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not a man that walks to direct his step. What it means is, you want to go this way. Something else is, yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. It is not you who direct your path. There are times you want to go this way, something just moving this way. How many people have seen you take a decision, you are now regretting it? Why did I do that? Especially drivers. You just, in the moment of hysteria, or whatever you call it, you just be, go. You say, what is pursuing me? There was a young man who took somebody else's car, was driving like 100 miles an hour in a 20 miles road. When he damaged the two car himself and the other car, 20,000, 2,500 repair. He now said, I don't even know what come up on me. Because that's I've got a ton of tears, The power that pushed someone into debt will not push you. The power that pushed somebody into hell will not push you. So a lady was sitting at work. This other lady was abusing her. He was talking everything. You know, was winding her up. All of a sudden, just got home. Did that? No. Nobody talk about the winding up. She lost her job. And she wasn't there. I've been hearing this winding up so many years. Why did I act? It become DBS issue. Because the Bible says it is not a man that walks to direct his step. At times the enemy just push you to do some things. Where I'm coming to is this. Lord, what decision have I made in the past that I did not involve you? What decisions have my words, my children, made in the past that did not involve you? You know, when you have children growing up, they'll just get tired of you. Mom, I can't stand you again. I'm going to go and rent my own house. So we go twice, come back. When they come back the second time, their eyes go clear. But you are wondering, what are you doing for me? You mother, you spoil your children. You are still the one cooking. That's not the part that they can cook. Am I right? No, I'm just saying, don't worry. You still do the cooking. Some of you still do the ironing for them. That's your own ironing. You see, what I'm saying is this. At times, it's a good thing you look after your children. But at times, the two children take everything for granted. And something will just push them out of that comfort. I'm talking about you. What of you? How many times have you taken some decisions? And that decision is affecting us now. I want us to pray. He said, oh Lord, I know that way of man is not in himself. My belief, all this prayer I'm praying, I want something to happen before December 31st. So. But if I can relate well, what God is telling me is miracles will take you higher. Somebody is going to sing and dance on December 21. Just look around on December 21. When you see some people dancing, it is a miracle that is already cooking. Let me pray for somebody. I put my right hand, right leg in your father's house. And my left leg in your mother's house. Every power that join hand together because of you. Every power that says because they don't like your mother, you will not do it. Every power that says because your father has offended them, they will afflict you. Lord, let the affliction come upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I am asking the leader of the group that is afflicting your children, Lord, give them trouble that they will not be able to handle in the name of Jesus. The room where nobody enters. The room they created inside the tree. what they hide under the water because of you. I release the storm of heaven to bring it out today in the name of Jesus. Your glory is being restored right now. Your glory is being restored right now. Your glory is being restored right now. Mercy will bring you out. The glory of the Lord will bring you out. The anointing of God will bring you out. In the name of Jesus. You are not ending this year like this way in the name of Jesus. Something better is coming. Something glorious is coming. More than enough is coming. More than what you have prayed for is coming. More than what you have asked God is coming. In the name of Jesus. That child of yours will do well. That daughter of yours will do well. That sons of yours will do well. That your prayer will be answered. That prayer will become words. It will become flesh. It will dwell with you. You will carry answers to your prayer. In the name of Jesus. The enemy will cry after this prayer. Oh, Shemila. Makologo. You are going to cry for that mercy. Mercy that will do what a man cannot explain. You see, when you see people who have received mercy, you will know them. Mercy that will do something, my sister, that you yourself cannot explain. I was watching a man's program, was it 2 days ago or 3 days ago, and the woman came out and she was crying. What happened? You know, big churches, you don't know all your members. Are you a member? I said, yeah, I'm a member. He said, what happened? He said, yesterday, he said, the husband died. He went to bathroom. When they didn't see him on time, they sent the son. And the son went and said, ah, Baba is dead. No, Baba is not just bathroom. So the woman was crying. Where do I start it from? He was crying. The man of God was saying, yes. And on the telecast, the man began to pray. So where is he now? He said, I just want to look at his face for 24 hours before I take him to the mortuary. He said he will not go to the mortuary. And the man began to pray. I said, yesterday I was reading it online. The man is back to life. Miracle that can happen between now and 2031st. It's what I'm asking for. We have prayer next week, so we are not adding 20. 2025 is settled. 2025 is a year of new covenant. And anything the enemy has covered will be uncovered. So those 3 days we are praying about, cover the glory. Because this pattern must change. We can't continue like this. That's all prayer I pray this year. I want to change my prayer next year. Hallelujah. Let something happen, Lord. My prayer is, Lord, everybody here, including the little children, that they will experience a tangible miracle. Imagine if God, when he said in Genesis 1:3, let there be light, and the light refused. Huh? Would that be any Bible? There won't be any Bible. God is not like Muhammad. Oh, we go and console a woman who lost the husband and marry the woman, marry the daughter. That's not Jesus. Jesus will rather call the dead out. Somebody, can I tell you today it's not late? They said Lazarus is dead. Jesus said he sleepeth. I declare what they said will not happen to you. It's just a delay, and the delay is over. It is over. You are coming out this morning. You are carrying that miracle in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to pray. The assistant pastor to my brother, anywhere, any year we go to U.S., my wife is also aware. I will hold down to her and say, you will carry your baby. That boy at age 5 or 6 now can beat drum for the hotel. His leg cannot touch the bass, but he will do all other things when the main drummer is not injured. Because God saved the best for last. Let's pray. I came with a prophetic mouth this morning. That something glorious, something big, something massive will happen before December 31st. Do it one more time, Lord. In the valley of dry bones, they said, can this bone live? Ezekiel said, oh God, it's your problem, it's not mine. I don't know. If I answer, you will ask me to do it. Only thou knowest. And he said, since you said that, I'm going to bring the bones to bone. Let's rise on our feet for the remaining 20 minutes of prayer. Look for a prayer warrior and hold the hand. The aladra can move. Whoever we pray, they get the move. Two, I said two. If somebody cannot pray, don't hold them. Just leave that person. You are going to pray. This person I am holding. Lord, before December 31, let the bone begin to speak. Let the bone in their life begin to speak. Pray for the person right now. This person, the bone, the problem is believing you for. That problem is believing you for. Oh God, answer this person, oh God. Answer him, oh God. Answer him, oh God. Everything is praying for. Before December 31, Lord, answer. Before December 31, Lord, answer. Baba, answer. Baba, answer. Baba, begin the journey. Let the journey begin. Let the answer begin. Let something begin to happen before December 31. Let the bone rejoice. Let the bone rejoice. Let the bone rejoice. Pray. Pray for that person. Do something that will confuse the doctor. Do something that will confuse. Baroto legede gede 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 gede. Ibre gede lebre gede. Baroto do 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 do. Ibre gede gede. Ibre gede gede. Ibre gede gede. Ibara da da da. Do something, Lord. Do something, Lord. Ile koto yekada. Baroto do 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 do. Do something. Do something, Lord. Do something. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Move to somebody else. What I heard is the shout of joy in the house of the saints. You are going to pray for the person you are praying for. You are holding. not before December 31st. Let something happen that will make this woman dance, that will make this woman rejoice. Oh, pray for that person. Let something happen that will make this woman rejoice. Let something happen. Let something good happen. Do something good. Do something good. Do something good. Do something good. Visit this man, Lord. Visit this man, Lord. Visit this woman, Lord. Let something happen. Let something happen. Let something happen. Visit, Lord. What we made this woman to jump for joy. What we made this man to rejoice. Do it, Lord, before December 31st. Do it, Lord. 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 In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Move to somebody else. Move to somebody else quickly. You are going to pray. The helper of this woman. Listen to me. Your helper may be angel. Eh? Gabriel. Leko Shagado. Listen. Daniel prayed. Brake. Daniel prayed 21 days. Then I think on the 20th day, he changed his prayer. They didn't tell him that he must have changed his prayer. The Bible says, Angel Michael have to leave heaven. He doesn't leave heaven. Gabriel is the messenger. Gabriel, Okerugiri. Gabriel is Father Christmas that distributes pregnancy and all that. I see Gabriel distributing now. I see Gabriel distributing again. In the name of Jesus. He changed his prayer and he said, I need warrior. I don't know the helper this woman needs. That's your prayer. I don't know the kind of helper this man needs. Oh God, release the helper that before 31st, there will be an answer. There will be an answer. Pray for that person right now. Pray for that person before 31st. Let the helper manifest. Let the helper manifest. Let the helper manifest. Let the helper manifest. Before December 31st. Let the helper manifest. Let the helper manifest. Pray for the person. Come to God. Let the helper suffer. Let the helper suffer. Oh, Luran Lawa. Let them show up. Let a matter be discussed. Where it matters. Let the letter be signed. Let the head be visited. Let our bones be visited. Makende Boroto Koshagedegedegedegede. Ibradagadagada. Lord, we say, let it happen, Lord. Let it happen, Lord. Let it happen, Lord. Let the organ be replaced. Let the organ be received. Moro de 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 Jesus' name we pray. Take one more person. You are going to pray. Lord, what will make this woman happy? What will make this man happy? Ever do it? There's a descending glory coming to somebody here this morning. Just begin to pray for that person. What will make him happy? What will make her happy? Oh God, do it before December 31. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. What will make her happy? In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, the last person. This is the last person. Change and do the go. Give me a guy tonight. Your man. The prayer I want you to pray now. All the time of joy that this person has lost this year because of one event or the other. What is it? He said, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former, said the Lord of hosts. In this place will I give peace, said the Lord of hosts. You are going to be. I wish I'm just doing a human service. On top power being lekunodu. What made this woman cry this year? Lord, go through the January to now. You know that something you will say, what again? And your spirit will drop. Is somebody with me? You talk, event will just happen, you say, what again? Not again, Lord. Leko barato posho gegegegegegegegegegege. That thing you are looking at that make you cry before, you are going to rejoice over them. Yeah. God that make way in the Red Sea. He turned Red Sea to a disco ground. God that make the wall of Jericho to sink. That your issue will sink. Yeah. You will sing this song, I know, before December 34. Oh, Shemila, no. Marco Logo. Leave it, leave it, leave it. You will sing it when it is time. Amen. 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 Te mama jo. Eh, ke koko kote kete kete. Somebody will be dancing be in row. When it happen. Lord, manifest in the life of everyone here, Lord. Please, I want you to be specific. The person I'm holding, everything that has caused him or her disappointment this year, anything that has happened that made her cry, Lord, visit the place this morning and bring and restore in those areas, oh God. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. Walk the journey of January today. Every place of disappointment, every place of crying, every place of losing hope, Lord, visit the place and bring out joy. Sit in those areas, Lord, that aspect where there are issues, that aspect where there are challenges, that area where this woman cried, that area where this woman feel disappointed, oh God, visit the place, Baba, 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 visit the place. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Let's leave that one, people, and pray for yourself. Lord, take me to where my strength cannot take me to. Where, what I know, where it cannot take me to, Lord, take me there. Where my certificate cannot take me to. I preach here sometimes, I say, your salary is just to feed you. It is God that brings blessing. When the blessing comes, it becomes like Pharaoh Jacob. What others are sweating for, you will do it. Somebody will be giving you 10,000, 50,000. Have you seen people begging? I'm not talking of naira. I'm not sweating naira. Have you seen people give you money and they are apologizing? I went somewhere. Somebody came, was on his knee begging somebody for money. It was in Nigeria. And the person reluctantly gave 5,000. And somebody sat there to visit him. And when he was going, the guy packed 200,000. Somebody was begging for money. They gave him 5. And somebody who never asked for money they need and give it to us, they beg you, they ever be the poker. Where my strength cannot take me to. Where my experience cannot take me to. Lord, take me there. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lord, where what I know cannot take me to. Where who I know cannot take me to. Ah, Lord, take me there. Where my strength cannot take me to. Oh, Lord, take me there. Let mercy take me there. Let your anointing take me there. Lord, take me there. We are the people I know. We are the network of my friends cannot take me to. Lord, take me there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You pray this prayer. Don't be specific. You are going to say, Lord, give me access to where it matters. Because if you are specific, some of you, it is your job you are looking to. Lord, give me access in my workplace. Where is that your workplace? Even the limit of it is lower than where God wants to take you to. Give me access where it matters. A woman called me and he said, Pastor, please pray. This is why I wrote this prayer point down. He said, pray that God will give me access to my children. Is this something we should pray about? No. But you see, in fact, some people need to pray it. I can imagine if my mother is alive, the way I see my mother. I think if they serve me food, I'll call her first. Mama, you don't talk. If she says she has not, I'm not eating that food until I'm sure something is not able. Okay. But some parents are praying to even have access. Some they cannot even visit the children. Imagine your mother visits you and you stay in grand floor guest room. And you probably are sleeping upstairs. Don't you have children room they can stay? My God give my mother one grace, just go and spend one day holiday. Ah. By fire, by force, we must see King Charles. I'll take her to wherever matters. Lord, give me access where it matters. Imagine NHS, the main NHS director, not your director at your level, just call you say, we've seen what you have been doing. Can you just be an advisor to us on this? You don't need office anymore. They will call you one day. You earn 1 year salary. I'm trying to explain this so that you know what to pray. Access where it matters. The very first time that Paul Adefa has him preach in children, not you to children convention of TDJs. That what boom is ministry. Children convention. And that access at the 2023 convention leadership meeting, he preached the closing meeting there. Access. All those who call him late before, that's just one access. Imagine Trump come to UK, say he want to see Lebendari, and he come to see me in the house. What's the name of your prime minister? Keir Starmer will call me to say, I did link with this man. How far? How do you link us? I'm just giving examples. Access to where it matters. Access. Access to where it matters. Can somebody raise his voice and begin to cry to God? Lord, I need access where it matters. Access to where it matters. Access to where it matters. What you are looking for becomes nothing when God gives you access. It was access that Joseph received and he became prime minister. I want you to cry for access. Daniel received the same access. He became prime minister. I want you to pray, Lord, give me access where it matters. Give me access to where it matters. Access to where it matters, Lord. Give me access, Lord. Access to where it matters. Pray to God. Access that make life easy. Access that give everything you are asking for. Lord, give me access, Lord. Give me access, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. I have 2 minutes, but pray this. Lord, give me a token for good. Says, only what she can lie in. Koto did this ever talk to her. Do something significant before December 31st. Can we pray it? If we don't need anything, just say, Lord, do something significant for Pastor Daddy. But if you need to pray for God, Lord, do something. Give me a token for good, Lord. Do something significant for me, Lord. Something significant for me, Lord. Before December 31st, do something significant in my home. Do something significant to my children, Lord. Do something significant to my spouse, Lord. Do something significant. Pray God, Lord, I will appreciate you more than before. When you do this, say, Lord, I will dance. I will give glory to your name alone, Lord. Thank you, Father. Sing this song with me. Young man, please help me. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai.
precious. Still they say, by the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim and Adonai, I will praise you and lift you up. Yes.
Let's rise on our feet.
Elohim and Adonai, age to age, you are still the same. By the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim and Adonai, I will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
Listen to me. Look at me, everybody. Hebrew 38. They say God is the same yesterday, is the same today, and the same forever. Everybody, please look at me. What the major problem you think you have, your major problem that you think you have, that if somebody asks you, I'll give you a paper, write your first prayer point, that would be number one. Quickly think about it in the Bible. Who went through the same thing? And God answered. My man got him all up. Ìṣòro pọ̀ jù. Ẹ wonu Bíbélì. Ta ló ṣẹlẹ̀ sí tọ́lọ́ ìgbà lóhùn. Just think in your mind. And that's the last prayer we're going to pray while we're standing. Just in your mind, you don't need to speak it out. Ta ló ṣẹlẹ̀ sí no Bible. Who did it happen to in the Bible? And God answered. For example, Solomon said, I need wisdom to lead your people. The wisdom came, money came, glory came. Lazarus was dead. The situation was, and Jesus called him up. Anna went to the temple. Anna said, Lord, answer me. The following year, I was there dedicating the baby. Think of your issues. And now, the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday. You are going to now say, Lord, you did it for that person in the Bible. You are still doing it for people. Do it for me. Just in a silent prayer, pray it for 1 minute. You are saying Jesus is the same yesterday. They did it in the Bible. If you know somebody who has experienced God again, it's happening today. Now say, Lord, do it for me. Mama Jen Bagbati Aduna. I will pray, oh, if I don't pray, Satan will take. I will pray, oh. Just pray. Remind God, Lord, you did it in the Bible. I know people you have done it for too, and I know you will do my own. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Ọlọ́run mi ò, ìwọ ni mà sí títí ayé o. Ọba tó ń gbàdúrà ni mo ní. Just talk to him, it's you and God now. It's you and God. This prayer will not be in vain. The prayer and fasting will not be in vain. Lord, you heal the woman with the issue of blood. Obiri oni su eje oluwa ori osogba. You are still healing people. Heal me, Lord. Heal me, Lord. Heal me, Lord. The bones became amazed. Oh, you are still doing it, Lord. Do it in a miss, oh God. Oko koto keta. Etalata la kato koto. Hey, bere dege dege de. Ezekiah said, I refuse to die. He said, Lord, this is not for me because I still want to worship you. A new message came and said, no, you will live more. You will live long. Talk to God this morning. Talk to him this morning. Thank you, mighty Father. Lord, we are blessed before you. I called this meeting because you asked me to. Not because I just want people. And they came because they believe you sent me. Because they came, Lord, and sat with them with speed and accuracy. Give them a token for good. Surprise them with the answer. I know some of them, I say, they can't ban on me. But Lord, surprise them, oh God. Because of the corporate anointing in this hall. Because of the prayer of the saint in this hall. Answer them speedily, oh God, in the name of Jesus. By the end of today, let somebody have a testimony. By tomorrow, let somebody have a testimony. By the end of 31st, let somebody have a testimony. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Let's put our hands together for Jehovah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen.